Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a food sovereignty initiative. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The majority of Youngstown lives more than a mile away from a grocery store, and food advocates in the area say it's not the only issue in getting food. There's transportation and cost and limited healthy options once folks get to those markets. One organization is aiming to get fresh, healthy food to people directly by teaching them to grow it. The initiative hopes to give Youngstown residents more of a choice in what they consume. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
A small group of people are planting in an overgrown community garden on a July Friday evening in Youngstown. Local farmer Jesse Holland brushes the dew off of wide green leaves as she rattles through which fall crops the group will focus on today.
Kale is a really nice plant to grow around here. We are clay-rich.
Bob Hayes is one of the attendees of this gardening lesson. He bobs a toddler on his lap as he plants. He sees gardening as a way of taking control of his diet in a way that he's not usually able to.
Youngstown is a food desert, so we don't have a lot of access to a lot of healthy foods, so that really plays a part in a lot of the symptoms and diseases that people have going on here.
Hayes is vegan and wants to find organic vegetables grown sustainably for his family. But he can't make a farmer's market appear in his neighborhood or force large grocery corporations to carry that kind of food. His diet and food access in Youngstown is largely out of his control. That's why the Mahoning Food Access Initiative started these free public lessons. Director Sophia Bugs says it allows for direct action.
You have the ability, the knowledge, the wisdom, and the access to do it. Not just go to a store and get it, but also go to a land and pick it or to grow it.
She says by growing their own food, the community can build so-called food sovereignty.
Food sovereignty is giving people the power and the opportunity to meet their food needs in the way that they choose that is best for them.
That's Brandy Phipps, a Central State University professor who studies food systems. She says rather than thinking of places as food deserts, a better phrase would be food apartheid, because the lack of access to food isn't natural. It's the result of decisions, often made by corporations and politicians from outside of those areas. And those decisions have an impact. These under-resourced areas are more likely to have diet-related diseases like cardiovascular disease. A recent study even shows living in a food desert correlates to a shorter life expectancy.
This is a created situation that we have the responsibility to remedy.
She says that remedy can look like nonprofit gardening classes, but it can also look like cities donating land to citizens who want to grow food, or groups bonding together to start a local fish farm. And there's another benefit to classes like the one Bugs is offering beyond just the food.
To be healthy, you need more than just food available in your community. You need health literacy, right? Well, when people can gather and talk about food and talk about how to make food and how to grow food, then you're increasing health and nutrition literacy.
Still, it takes time and work and a lot of failing to be able to grow your own food. So far, Hayes hasn't been discouraged. It's the opposite. He feels empowered.
To be able to know where everything that we're putting on our body or in our body, we know where it's coming from and what it is exactly.
He brings his three kids to each class. They take turns scooping dirt into a pot. Their small hands pat the soil, carefully planting a seed. Hopefully, it will grow into something they can put on their plates. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.